But now we're going to chat to an author in the US. And he's a Perth-born, born and raised author. Michael Sheldrick has written a book, interesting book, great concept, called From Ideas to Impact. And it's his playbook for influencing and implementing change in a divided world. Let's find out how you go about it with Michael, who joins us on the catch-up. G'day, Michael.
Hey, Rusty. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Mate, pleasure to have you on board. Back in your old hometown of Perth.
Well, I'm looking forward to coming next month. I'll be bringing my wife and daughter with me, a 12-week-old daughter, and it's both of their first time to WA. So looking forward to being back there.
Oh, exciting. So you're showing the baby off to the family.
That's right. That's right. My mum did visit over the holidays here in New York, but yeah, excited to show them the best of WA. So it'll be great. Hopefully it'll be a lot cooler there. I was hearing the weather. 41 degrees sounds incredibly hot where I am right now.
Mate, it's 41.6 degrees. Now, you're not going to believe this. We started the show off in the first hour. We had a comedian in. He's here for the Fringe Festival from New York. He's currently here, Kirk Smith. He's on tonight at the show between 6.30, from 6.30pm tonight. And so he's here taking your space, and you're over there looking after his space.
That's right. Well, you know, we're the world is much smaller than we think. So looking forward to being back there, even though it feels a world away right now, and really appreciate the opportunity to chat to you, Rusty.
Mate, how do people go about doing this? Like, everyone likes to try to change the world to a better world, and it is a very divided world at the moment. We have a lot of conflict on a lot of different fronts right now. This Ideas to Impact, how'd you come up with this?
Yeah, so as many of your listeners might know, or they might not, over the last decade or so, I've been involved in co-founding an organization called Global Citizen. It's now a movement of 12 million citizens around the world.
Incredible.
And through that experience, I've met some extraordinary people making incredible impact on some of the biggest issues of our time. And so this book really distills 8 simple steps that anyone can use to make a difference, especially when it comes to positively impacting the policies, the big policies that are needed to solve some of the largest issues our world currently faces, whether that's navigating the new challenges of artificial intelligence or addressing challenges like climate change. And, you know, I know the word policies can seem vague or abstract, but at their core, they're fundamentally about people, both in terms of who they impact and how they're made. And so my argument is, whether you're a cultural icon like Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift, a business leader, or an everyday citizen, there is something we can all do. And indeed, as you mentioned, the times demand it, and we need fewer people who want to feel good about simply winning arguments and debates on social media, and more people who want to change the world. So my book, it doesn't pretend to have all the answers, but it is a start. It represents a start if people want to start making an impact in their communities.
And look, it's just not about lobbying for the sake of lobbying, because there's enough of that already happens in the world. We've got the gun lobbies, we have pharmacy lobby. They're very big, powerful organisations. You're mainly coming from the perspective that this is community-led lobbying. This is where people that are in the community that aren't happy about where the world is heading and want to see change, they can get together to make a bigger impact.
Yeah, that's 100% right, Rusty, because, you know, there's many ways that we make a difference at the individual level, right? We can volunteer, we can plant trees, we can fundraise for charity, we can even go and vote, or we can even talk to friends and family about some of these important issues. But often we don't appreciate the impact we as individuals can have on policy. And just as one example, you know, I always like using this example because, you know, regardless of where you are around the world, there's probably listeners on your show who are members of Rotary Club. There's 46,000 Rotary clubs in the world. I've spoken to a few of them, and one of the biggest impacts they've had is reducing the spread of polio, this debilitating disease that used to impact much of the world, including Australia. And yes, Rotarians and members of Rotary Club go out, they organize fundraising events that raise thousands of dollars. But what they also do is they engage with their local elected officials to ensure that their governments remain committed to eradicating polio in the world. And in fact, it was Rotarians who convinced the UN in the early days to run this program. And what's the result? Well, they've helped reduce the spread of polio by 99.9%. And now it's just in a handful of countries around the world. And last year, I think it was just a handful of cases. And so, you know, that's an incredibly powerful story taking place at the community level. You know, and I think there's many other stories out there. And I know many people feel apathetic and disillusioned right now, but one of the best answers to that anxiety is actually action. And when we see people in our circles of trust, in our family and friendships making a positive impact, that can be a powerful motivator on the rest of us. You know, we often talk about apathy, but one of the best answers to apathy and anxiety is action.
Absolutely. And look, another one that comes to my mind, which I quite often will give to this foundation, is the Fred Hollows Foundation, because of the work they do, where it's quite a simple
charity.
Look, it's a simple breakthrough that he did with eyes, but the change that can have for people's lives right across the globe is phenomenal, and it can happen right before your very own eyes. You can see someone see for the very first time, and the impact that has on them economically, the impact it can have for them community-wise, what it can have on their family, is incredible. For such a small, just a very small donation can make a huge difference to someone else's life.
No, that's 100% right, and I'm very familiar with the work of Fred Hollows Foundation. It's a great Australian charity and organisation, but I've also seen the impact they've had at the global level. You know, a few years ago, I was actually at one of the meetings of the Commonwealth, you know, all the Commonwealth leaders, they were gathering in London. I think it was the last such gathering attended by the late Queen. And I actually saw how the work of people donating to charities was then supported by governments. And, you know, many of those diseases which impact, you know, as you said, people's eyesight, are actually very easily preventable. We can actually do a lot to reduce the spread, to treat them. And a lot of that starts with policies. And so what I often say is, when you're thinking about donating to charities, also think about how you can get involved in the broader effort to engage policy, to use your voice. Because right now, as you mentioned before, there's too much division and there's too much what I call solidarity posting on social media. And yes, you know, by engaging in the arguments on social media, we can feel right, righteous, certain, and safe. But it doesn't really have a meaningful impact on improving people's lives.
And the politicians do listen if there's enough pressure put on them. If you go out as a group, as a collective, am I right, Michael, in saying that if there's enough people saying the same message enough times, they will listen?
No, that's 100% right. You know, I talk about the concept of policy entrepreneurship, and I use this as a counterpoint to the idea of lobbying, because lobbying kind of conjures up images of shady backroom dinners, of people paying $10,000 to attend a fancy dinner with a minister so they can have their say. But in the same way that you entrepreneurs in a business sense promote products, your everyday citizens can come up with creative ideas to promote good policies. And often that starts with each of us getting together, getting a group of friends, and you'd be quite amazed by the reception that your actions can have. And I think, you know, we forget the power of community and we forget the power of the collective when we all come together. You know, there's that great saying from Margaret Mead that we actually have at our office in New York: never doubt that a small group of citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has.
Yeah, it's a great saying. It's one of my favourites too, and it is so correct. It always makes me wonder though, why when we have parliaments and such, we have 151 decision makers in the same room, when Usually five of them will do a better job. But anyway, that's another matter for another day. Mate, with this book, all the best with it. It's available where, Michael?
Yeah, so it's going to be available online. You can check out my website, michaelshoudrick.com/book. You can find all the links to pre-order, such as Amazon Australia. Additionally, I'm running a special promo thanks to the Perth local bookstore, Boffin's Books in the City, which has a 25% discount on pre-orders through the end of March. Lastly, while I'm back in Perth, I will be doing a public lecture organised by UWA at the State Library on March 21 from 5 p.m. So feel free to come along there.
And that's all that information is available on your website?
It is, yeah. michaelshoudrick.com/book. That's correct.
Fantastic. Michael, thanks for joining us this afternoon on the catch-up. All the very best with this work. I think it's very much needed. From ideas to impact, it's a playbook for influencing and implementing change in a divided world. It's been great catching up with you, Michael, and we can't wait till Michael Sheldrick and your young family are back here in Perth, even if it's just for a visit.
Thanks for having me, Rusty. Looking forward to it.
Good on you there, Michael Sheldrick. Born here in Perth, raised here in Perth, and now a global jet setter with a very powerful message. And that book, again, From Ideas to Impact by Michael Sheldrick. If you want to know more about it or about that upcoming speech there on the 21st of March, look it up on michaelsheldrick.com and all the information is there for you. You are on the catch-up. Coming up next, we've got live music. Don't go anywhere. You're on the catch-up.
Start your day the right way.